This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up what you want as we launch into the second hour of the program. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking a lot about secession tonight, and actually there's a little bit more that we can get to, but also I wanted to get into the story that Chris had brought in. Chris is here from thinkpenguin.com with Ian and Daryl. Last week, that we never really even got to. We just barely started talking about terms of service, which apparently you're going to tell us that a Supreme Court decision has upheld that it is illegal to violate some terms of service, and we'll tell you more about that. But first, to the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Johnny is in Auburn, New York. Johnny, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, how are you, sir?
Hey, you're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I have a thought. I was just assaulted. And
no.
I had to, yeah, oh, my God. I'm shaking. Now I feel better because the cops left and they refused to believe me. A man pulled a gun in my face and threatened me with my life. He assaulted me. I'm bleeding right now. Okay?
Nice. Why are you calling talk radio? Shouldn't you be, like, you know, doing something about the bleeding wound?
I got my – I'm covered. I got ice on it. I'm good. I'm calm down. Okay. Second and a half.
I'm good.
But listen, I called.
No,
him
you didn't get shot, did you?
Oh my God, no.
Okay.
He threw the gun away before the cops got here.
How did you start bleeding? What happened there?
He hit me in the head with the gun.
Oh.
Okay.
What in the gun? What was it? A rifle that he just came up and like?
No. Let me tell you what happened. First of all, I know this guy. He sat in my house last night. He was here the other night when the cops were here. And I told him to, you know, suck my whatever because I had no water. They tried to get in. They sat in my porch and harassed me because they know that all the cops, listen, I live in Mayberry RFD. There's a bubble. There's no black police officers. They're all white, middle classes. I'm telling you.
All right, hold on. I'm a little confused.
I'm more than a little confused. I'm super confused.
So you had an encounter with the police on a previous night.
Two nights ago, sir.
And the person involved in that encounter is the same person who hit you with a gun tonight?
No, he was laying on the floor scared for his life. He thought I was going to get shot. I was trying to do suicide by cop because I'm crazy. But I'm also very smart, sir. And I know that.
Okay.
And I appreciate you, Mark. Is this Mark I'm talking
Mark's
to?
He's not on tonight. He's actually in the studio listening to you. So he can actually hear you right now, but he's not on the radio. But let me just see if I've got this straight, Johnny. I don't want to keep interrupting you here, but I have to because I need to make sure I've got this straight. Because you just told us you're crazy, so now we have to really try our best to understand what it is that you're saying. So you attempted to kill yourself last night via suicide by cop, which is where one might put oneself in a situation in which the police might be inclined to shoot one in hopes that the police will shoot one in the hopes that one will die at the hands of the police because one is suicidal. That's what that means. So you said the guy who attacked you tonight with a gun butt, it was on the floor in the location where you tried to suicide by cop. Was this your home? Where did you try to suicide by cop?
In my home, sir.
And so why was this guy in your home who later decided to attack you?
He was a homeless person. I take in homeless person. I show love to everyone.
That is great. That is great. And sometimes you end up with a dangerous, drug-addled homeless person who decides to try to attack you. So what was the attack about tonight? Why did you end up getting hit with a gun butt?
Okay, I'll tell you. I'll give me a short version because I don't have time. Other people
I really appreciate that.
I circ. Okay, short version. We had an argument. He went ballistic. He started throwing dishes. I said, get out of my house. Ooh. He hit me in the head.
Man, he's not even having sex with you, right? He's throwing dishes like that. It's outrageous.
No,
that's the kind of stuff you get from an abusive girlfriend. Was the argument over drugs? Be honest.
No.
No. All right. What was it about?
I don't do drugs. The argument was over, why don't you do the dishes when I make you something to eat? And he went ballistic.
Okay, hold on.
So what did you make to eat?
Wait, who wanted who to make the food?
I made spaghetti, and he ate it. like 2 hours ago. I said, why is it this? I went to go get some more food for him to eat.
The ungrateful bastard. You made him dinner, and he didn't do the dishes?
That is,
there's no wonder that guy's a homeless person. He doesn't know how to get along with other human beings. So he got mad about that?
Mad? He started throwing dishes and breaking dishes. And you have to leave, sir.
You said that to him?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, that is one way to not have to wash the dishes.
Did he pull his own gun and attack you with it, or did he grab one of your guns?
I don't have a gun. I don't own a gun, sir.
Okay.
I don't believe in violence.
So after attacking you with dishes, he then came at you with the butt of his weapon?
After I told him to get out, I pushed him, and then he hit me in the head twice. Oof. And then I said, I pushed him again, and then he hit me a third time, and then he pulled me, I'm going to kill you, MF. You know, MF, whatever.
Well, thank you for not saying it. I appreciate that. We are on the radio.
Sir, I'm very coherent right now. I haven't had a beer in 2 days. I'm doing quite well.
Yeah, congratulations.
He put the belt on me. And I slammed the door shut, and I thought I was going to die right then and there. I locked the door as quick as I could, and I called 911. I said, get off my porch, leave my property. I'm calling 911. You got a chance to run. This is your chance to run, because they're going to come get you. They're going to come get you. Run. That's what happened.
Wow. All right, so now what?
Okay, the cops come. Now, they were here 2 nights ago, and this is what this whole... And now, I'm going to have 2 words for you. Cop block. Now, I respect Mark, because he did time in jail, because a cop... block situation scenario. I've heard you guys.
Cop block wasn't around back in 1989 when Mark went to prison.
Okay, well, I'm calling it that now because that's what I did last the other night.
I wouldn't say what Mark did was cop blocking. I mean, okay, I guess I technically because he didn't talk to the cops.
He's even shaking his head.
Shaking his head. No, not a cop blocker.
Wait, I stand corrected. Forgive me. I stand corrected. I only listen to you guys in bits and pieces. And when you get bits and pieces, you draw your own information, you assume things, and then you make
Well, you don't have to do that, you know. You know, we have a website, freetalklive.com, where you can download
the computer. I'm autistic. I don't use computers. I wrote the book, The Autistic Holocaust, my son, who's autistic.
There he goes. He finally plugged the book. You know, that was actually the longest...
I don't have a computer. I don't own a computer. I don't have a smartphone. I got a dumb phone.
How did you write the book? Did you use a typewriter?
No, sir. I used a computer, but I don't know how to turn it on. So my son taught me. It took me 18 months to write this book. It took me 10,000 hours of notes. I got notes piled feet to the ceiling. It's a national best-selling book published by Trine Day.
Well, I tell you what. You keep your ice on that head wound. Glad you made it through it. Maybe it's time to reconsider letting total strangers into your house. But, you know, I can appreciate where you're coming from, and I do appreciate the generosity. And, you know, sometimes no good deed goes unpunished. Yes, as long as it's not plugging your book. Go ahead.
No, forget the book. Screw the book. I didn't want to mention the book. It's habitual. I can't help it. I'm never going to mention it again when I call it. So I got a guy calling tonight that purchased the book, and he's 82 years old. He saved my life. I needed food and bread and water, and he bought a book from me, and he's going to call it at 9 o'clock. He's a lawyer, Mark Hunter-Gurley, the best lawyer in Auburn. His son is the best defense attorney. That's my lawyer. He's calling
that
me at 9
o'clock. That is fantastic. Johnny, I want to say thank you for the call here tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Interesting story.
Yeah.
So there might be some lessons.
I don't even know what to say.
There might be some lessons there. Now, you know, I can appreciate where he's coming from. Showing generosity is definitely an honorable character trait. However... if you are going to show generosity to a homeless man or whoever, a homeless family or woman or whatever, that comes into your home, it's probably not a good idea to go ahead and stage a police shooting there right in front of that person. I mean, that could be a little terrifying. I could understand why somebody might be a little off put. I mean, he didn't leave after that, so that's another sign that, maybe he's not right in the head, the homeless guy. I mean, because if you're in a home, I mean, I guess it is getting cold out there, so maybe the homeless guy was thinking, well, it's cold outside, or stay here with this man who wants the police to kill him. I guess I'll stay with the police killing him.
I can find a sleeping bag somewhere.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I'm speechless. The whole story is just... insane.
Well, if you thought that was insane, wait till you hear our next callers. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And yes, we do prove it all the time. We'll take your calls about absolutely anything. All you have to do is be able to dial a phone number to get
or have somebody dial it for
and
you.
Hand it to you. That's right. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, or if you're really technically inclined, you can call us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DinoVite.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the Rescue Dog is Happy the Healthy Dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. You bring up what you want and take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, a lot of people in the cryptocurrency community are talking about Bitcoin and the new record high prices that happened a little bit earlier this afternoon. with, according to BitcoinAverage.com, the price hitting as high as somewhere around, I think, 6,040 or something in that range. It's been an amazing day for Bitcoin. And again, record at 6,065, according to BitcoinAverage.com, was the peak today. It's right at around 5,970 at the moment. And if you're interested in learning more about Bitcoin, well, we're about to enter a very interesting month. It's going to be kind of a redo of what had happened in August, on August 1st, when Bitcoin Cash split off, the very first time ever that Bitcoin hard forked into two separate competing Bitcoin-named currencies. And we may be seeing that happen a third time next week with the Bitcoin Gold program, and then again in a major way coming up in mid-November. I think it's expected to be like November 18th at this point. It can depend, so we'll see if there's a very specific block that needs to be mined in order for this SegWit2x hard fork to happen. We're not going to get into all the details on what that means tonight, but if you want to learn more about Bitcoin, let's just say these are interesting times, yes. And we don't know what's going to happen with these hard forks. The last time, the Bitcoin price went up after it hard forked, and people who had Bitcoin ended up making money because the Bitcoin price went up, and then the new Bitcoin Cash thing came out, and that was worth like a few hundred bucks right off the the bat. Yeah. So you got Bitcoin now at $6,000 per. Bitcoin Cash is at around $300 per, and that's wealth that just wasn't there before the fork. So the question, of course, is, are these next forks going to result in more accumulated wealth, or is the price going to go down after one of these upcoming forks? Because the one that happens in November, the SegWit2x one, is expected to be very contentious, and there could be a real mining war between the different sides of Bitcoin, and it could be a scary situation, I think, for people to get into. But if it works out, then everybody wins. If it doesn't work out, then, well, you never know what's going to happen. So right. Don't put money in that you can't afford to lose. But if you want to learn about Bitcoin, please go to Bitcoin.com. If you want to take a side on the Bitcoin mining conflict that is happening now and will possibly get worse over the next several weeks, then you can go to pool.bitcoin.com. You can get into the Bitcoin mining pool there, as Mark and I have done. Pool.bitcoin.com. It's super easy to use their calculator right there on the front page of the site to help you understand what you could be making based on what you invest over at pool.bitcoin.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Bill. He is calling us from Indianapolis. Bill, it says here you're listening to WIBC, but normally they only air us on Saturday nights. Are you just normally in Indy and the board op put that there, or are we actually on IBC tonight?
Well, to be honest, I'm calling from my truck. I'm a truck driver, and I'm listening on the radio.
Right on. So welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Thank you. I wanted to talk about abortion and the freedom of choice and the right to life.
Okay.
Roe versus Wade in 1973. I actually feel bad and guilty. That's one of the – I wanted to clear up. I've been holding this in for a long time. And, you guys make me feel good. That's why I call. And the thing is, my girlfriend had an abortion. She wanted to have the girl in 1973. We had a baby. We didn't have a baby because I insisted she had an abortion because her father wanted to kill me. So I didn't want her dad to know. And this is weighing heavily on my mind. And maybe it's the reason I drink too much or whatever, but I'm not trying to park. I can only drive. I got to log everything. I drive all across the country. I'm parked now. I'm safe. I had a couple beers, but I listened to you guys, and I never called. I listened to you guys for a couple years now. And so I just wanted to tell you.
So you said your girlfriend had an abortion, and that was back in, when was it, the 70s?
Okay, Wade versus Roe, that came out in 73. In 74, she had an abortion. Just when the law came, it was okay to have an abortion.
You're sad about that.
Sad? I've been carrying this guilt for the last how many years? Do the math. Since 73. And so I want to encourage everybody, if they're pregnant, have the baby. Have the baby. In fact,
are you saying that people who are not ready to have children should go ahead and have them anyway just because?
Absolutely. There's so many families. I did a lot of research on this. I have a foster. I just adopted eight kids, okay? Eight kids.
That's a lot of kids to adopt. Do they normally let you adopt 8 at once? I mean, that seems pretty unusual.
No, it is very unusual, sir. But I happen to have several properties. I'm a multimillionaire. And I came from nothing.
Why are you driving trucks?
I like to drive trucks. I like to. I do because I like to do it. Not because I have to do it.
That's cool.
You do it for a living? Or?
Well, he doesn't need to make a living. He's just doing it for fun.
I do it for fun. And my father, Alan, by the way, was a professional baseball player.
Well, let's get back into the abortion topic. I know it's radio
I'm
hell.
I'm curious what kind of truck you drive. Like, do you drive a big 18-wheeler, or you've just got, like, a Ford F-350 that you drive across the country?
Yeah, I was a little confused.
It's a $750,000 unit, sleeper cab.
Yeah, that's a real deal.
It's a sleeper truck. I got a hazmat license and a Class C and everything.
Sweet. All right, so let's get back into the abortion discussion, because I understand people feel very strongly about this, and I would never say it's an easy decision for somebody to make. I don't think at any point most people do not want to have to make the decision to have an abortion, but I think a lot of people look at their life and they say, well, you know, this isn't what we were planning for. Plenty of people plan for having children. Maybe your parents did it.
I didn't want any children. I did not want a kid, and I didn't have one on purpose, okay? Now, I'm sorry.
And you're regretting it later.
Yes.
But basically, you're arguing for people who don't want to have children because you think it would have benefited you. But isn't it possible that won't benefit everyone?
That's not what I'm saying, sir. Okay. What I'm saying is that life is more important than anything. There's nothing more precious.
But what good is life if you're being, you know, if it's being lived in an abusive household by somebody who doesn't want to have a child and who's willing to actually...
That's why they have foster care. That's why they have adoption.
Have you heard about foster care? I don't know if you're just tuning in here to, like, life in the year 2017. But foster care is a horrible thing in a lot of cases to force on a child.
May I talk, sir? My last girlfriend went through foster care. She's raped.
Are you Johnny?
What?
I said, are you Johnny from Auburn, New York?
No.
Yeah, I don't know if I that's what somebody who's listening said.
The same speaking manner, because there was a guy that just called that kept saying, let me explain, sir, and kept saying sir a lot.
Oh, really?
And had the same sort of vocal mannerisms.
You know, we only have one call per night. But
right, that's why I'm asking if this is Johnny.
No.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
Okay.
Let's just move along here. So you want to force people to have children or just persuade them?
No, I'm encouraging people, instead of getting an abortion, to give your child up to a family that loves them and will take care of them.
Okay. I mean, I think that's a fine idea. If you can find a family that actually wants you to have the child and is willing to, like, I don't know, pay you to have the child, pay you to put you through the hospitals and doctors and all that stuff, then...
Yeah, that's not really legal.
That makes... But it would make sense. Thanks for the call tonight,
Bill. It would make sense.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, 855-450-3733, and you may Skype in to join us at Skype username lrn.fm. If you would like to try the very same pillow that Daryl and I and Mark all use when we go to sleep at night, you ought to check out MyPillow. I had never heard of the MyPillow before because I didn't watch TV. And they apparently have a really amazing ad campaign. And now they're on board with Free Talk Live, and they have been for going on, I think we're going up on year number two, about a year and a half into this, using MyPillow, and it's been great. You can get your own, and you can wash and dry MyPillow, which is one of the most unique features I've ever seen in a pillow. It's also designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. You can go and get yours with code FTL to get 50% off over at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Use code FTL like Free Talk Live. Get one at half off, two for the price of one. Pillow's going to last you for at least 10 years, according to the warranty. And if for some reason in the first 60 days you don't like it, you can send it back to them, and they will send your purchase price back to you. MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get the deep discount as we go to your calls and thoughts. He is Ricky in Ricky in Pennsylvania. I almost said you were over in the state of New Jersey, Ricky. Go ahead.
Thank you there, Brother Ian. And the rest of you from the state of New Hampshire, aren't right. You glorious?
I personally don't believe in states, tonight, but brothers. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, quick point here.
I'm sure it'll
Christopher
be
Christopher Cantwell.
Yes.
You know, yes.
The now, racist... white nationalist protester who was arrested down in Charlottesville, Virginia.
And last I looked, a human being. But some don't seem to agree with that, brothers.
He is a human being. Technically, he is a human being. But ultimately, he's kind of a... a nasty man in a lot of ways, and I say that as somebody who is relatively close to him. He's a hard man to be friends with, let me tell you that.
Well, peace, love, and understanding is through an love and understand we achieve peace. But nonetheless,
I agree with
man
that.
Got rights.
He should have he's rights. Unfortunately, he is being denied them in the form of being kept in a jail cell pre-trial with no bail able to be set.
Quick question. I might have a possible
this answer. Was over a pepper spray allegation. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, has he has tried to call the ACLU, correct?
I have no idea who he has tried to call.
He might want to try it again if he has already. He might be able to get some help. But if he can't, I might have some.
Yeah? What are you going to do?
Well, Mark gave me an interesting idea, and I tried to cover this the other night, and I think we can get over it, you know? When he mentioned about shooting those piggies between the eyes, the best way, too. You know?
You're talking about actual, you know, farm animals, right? Right.
Of course, Brother Darryl.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, which, of course, Mark would never do because that would be illegal. But go ahead.
What, shooting a piggy between the eyes is the best way to do it?
Right, yeah, but Mark is prohibited from possessing a firearm.
That was just theater for on the radio.
Theater.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, that being said, as far as the right that can't be taken away.
Did you just rack a slide on a firearm?
That was rolling a cigarette, brother.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. We're going to do that another night. In fact, this is the idea here. I was talking to you the other night, and gave me a great idea. You know, I'm Ricky from the Commonwealth. Your brother Ian, you got next to your brother Darryl, he brother Mark. You know? And I was sitting here thinking, you know, this is the Commonwealth of Virginia, and they lost their sovereignty May 9th, 1865. Now, Pennsylvania have a little bit of trouble in the state screwing us over, but we still have ours, and we're fighting for our freedom and independence. So I think...
Hold on, let me see if I'm following you. Did you just say that Virginia lost their sovereignty, so they're not a commonwealth, or they still are
they're
a commonwealth?
They're still a commonwealth. He's just saying they're not a sovereign commonwealth.
But you're saying Pennsylvania is a sovereign commonwealth?
Right on, Brother Ian.
Uh-huh. Now, why? Why is that?
Why is that?
Yeah.
Is
that just true in your head, Ricky, or is there some actual, like, facts behind this?
Yeah, there is, but do we want to get into that tonight?
No, you're right. I don't.
Right. Yeah, he's probably going to mention, like, Article 26, 25, and 2.
Of the Pennsylvania Constitution.
Yeah.
All right, okay, so now, what about it, man? What's all this have to do with shooting pigs?
Well, he gave me this idea, because it's a right they can't take away, in all honesty.
What is?
Now.
The right to bear arms?
The right to bear bacon.
Correct. They can make it hard to get
Can you make bacon
bear.
From a bear?
Bear
well,
bacon.
Here's the idea.
Bear bacon.
That's an idea.
Because you have the right to bear bacon.
Now, Brother Ian, now,
yes.
I wanted to ask you, and there's a reason for this. When you open carry, what is your sidearm of choice?
That's none of your business.
Okay, but you do carry sidearm. How about you, Brother Darryl? Do you ever open carry?
I plead the 1st, 5th, 9th,
the 26th, the
12th.
Okay, with this.
The third.
Now,
why are you being so nosy? What do you want? What do you want?
Well, here's my idea. That's the Commonwealth of Virginia. This is the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Are you drunk tonight?
No.
No? Haven't been drinking at all?
There was. Now, give me a break.
All right.
All right. Now, that's the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania here. That's the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Just sound like you're slurring a little bit tonight. That's all. It just sounds a little bit like you're a little slower than you normally are.
He didn't take notes while he was on hold.
A little stumbly, but that's okay.
All right.
I just was asking.
Commonwealth here, Commonwealth there. I'm a deputy of the Commonwealth. Now, I'm this great idea. Now,
I'm a deputy of the Commonwealth.
So imagine this. We come in, we go down in your vehicle there, Ian. Now, hear me out. We dress all in black. Now, hear me out. Hear me out. You know, all dressed in black. I always wear a long coat and a big old wide brimmed hat. And then you got Brother Dow, you got Brother Mark, and myself. Now, hear me out. Now, we go down the Commonwealth of Virginia. And, you know.
And then what?
Carry your sidearm.
Get arrested. Yeah, apparently.
What happened? You got your sidearm of choice. Darryl got his. We put Mark on a shotgun, and I'll be carrying a .45.
I'm just glad I'm not in on all this.
What's the goal of this jaunt to Virginia?
I'm going to tell you. We go
Bacon.
Down there.
And see, here's where Christopher Cantwell having problems, and you were right. Going down to Virginia, bad idea, because he's from the state of New Hampshire. And there's Commonwealth of Virginia.
No, he's from New York.
Going to Virginia was a bad idea because there was a clash between white nationalists and anti-fascists. And if Chris Cantwell wanted to continue his radio career, he should have just stayed home and broadcast from the safety of his own home. He probably still would be here.
So what do you want to do once you get to Virginia?
With guns.
I think Christopher Cantwell, if it's going way too long, needs some help.
Oh, you want to break him out?
To Commonwealth, Pennsylvania. Now, we go down there, that's Commonwealth law. I got jurisdiction regardless of the state.
You have jurisdiction to do what?
Boys.
Huh?
Deputize you boys. I ain't saying I'm going to do it, but it was a thought.
But then what?
I could deputize you. I could deputize Daryl.
Why do you have to take us all the way to Virginia with a bunch of guns to deputize us?
Who's giving a what? How am I being forced into some deputization? I don't want to be deputized by
presuming
nobody.
Presuming you did want to be deputized by Ricky, which no one sane would want that, why would we have to go down to Virginia? Why couldn't we just come to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and get deputized there?
You can't break Cantwell out of jail in Pennsylvania because he's in Virginia, another Commonwealth.
Brother Chris, if needed. Because you ain't going to get arrested if you're a deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Who's not going to arrest you? You're saying the Virginian government won't arrest you if you're a deputy of Pennsylvania's Commonwealth?
That won't happen because they're going to...
Based on what other than your imagination?
This is the best Ricky call in recent memory, I got to say. So you want to break... All right, let me just make sure I'm clear. Are you saying that people that you want to break Chris Cantwell out of jail using your deputy powers? That you can just waltz into the Albemarle County Jail and say, listen up, here I'm Ricky from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Here's my badge. I'm a deputy. Now I'm going to need that man, Christopher Cantwell, and you're going to bring him here.
No badges here, just hats, brother.
Just your hat. That's all, and a gun. That's all you need.
Need no stinking badges.
I hope. Look, Ricky, I'm not interested in accompanying you, but if you ever do this, you need to make sure you get live streaming video.
Count me out too.
There's more coming up here. Thanks for the call, Ricky. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE, and of course, Cell 411 is a great way to do that. At getcell411.com. You ought to check it out.
Maybe Ralph will be on.
If you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining, but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynovite.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial on in toll-free here. 855-453, like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And, of course, don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive in a variety of different ways. One of them is our forum. You go to forum.freetalklive.com, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. I was really happy to see this week... And actually, over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of activity over there. In fact, within the last, like, 24 to 48 hours, we've had probably close to 20 posts, which, you know, that may not sound like a lot to somebody out there, but for, you know, if you have the long, I guess, the long view on forums on the internet these days, the reason we got rid of our original BBS, which was our original forum back in the day, was because it had died off. I mean, people had left forums and they'd joined Facebook, and then Facebook proceeded to destroy human communication. And so we're trying to bring back the forum. In fact, all three of the hosts on the show tonight have accounts on that forum, and yes. As do a number of others. There's conversations going on about Free Talk Live and some of the shows that we've had. There's some of the listeners have started discussion threads about each show recently, which is kind of cool. So it's just something they did on their own. And then there's other areas of the forum. There's some cryptocurrency-related areas. There's some New Hampshire activism-related areas. And so come on over and check it out at forum.freetalklive.com. Those of you who were around back in the day with the Free Talk Live BBS, you may recognize some of the original BBS participants who have come back, like Boner Joe, and he's calling himself Jay these days, but he's there. Gene the Christian Anarchist is there. WTFK is there. And so it's nice to see some of the old standbys, the standards have been there for years, listening to the show and being sort of part of the online component. It's free, by the way, and it's a really nice forum software. It's not old software. It's new. It's snappy. It's modern. It works well. And it's got, like, you know, all the notifications you could possibly want, the ones that'll pop up in your screen while you're on your browser, the email, you know, more classic, like, email notifications. You can get all of that or none of it. It's up to you how you get it configured on your account. So check it out at forum.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. Someone calling in from Virginia, calling themselves Deputy of Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
That would be the cop.
Commonwealth of Virginia. I like the idea of breaking Christopher Cantwell out of jail. Brother Ricky, Brother Ian, Brother Dale, all the brothers should just come join me and break him out.
Come on down to Albemarle County.
I pass.
That's cute. That was
but I do
funny.
Want the bear jerky.
Bear jerky. Now, is that really a thing?
Oh, I'm sure it could be.
Because I know, wow, I mean, that would be really interesting to try out bear jerky. I've had alligator before.
I was looking online. I did find hammerhead shark jerky.
Okay. Sounds expensive. Mm.
Yeah, it was like $14 for a pack.
Wow.
Didn't you just love some jerky,
yeah.
But I don't spend more
not
than like
much.
$5 a pack on jerky.
It's getting harder to find $5 packs of jerky, man. They're getting more and more expensive.
Yeah, well, the CVS often runs sales if you have the CVS rewards card where it's buy one, get one free, or buy one, get one half price.
Yep.
So it winds up averaging out to where it's less than $5 a pack.
Good to know. Let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. Ralph, you ready to join up with Ricky's gang and head on down to the Commonwealth of Virginia? Break Chris Cantwell out of jail?
You know, this is what happened when the Democratic Party is marginalized. El Caper, otherwise known as El Negro, would just be campaigning himself between Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
What does that have to do with the plan to break Chris Cantwell out of jail?
Well, nothing, of course.
Wouldn't
nothing.
You support but that, okay. though? I mean, you're a blatant racist. Right. You don't like black people.
Yeah, and
so.
you are an out and out white guilty. through and through.
That is not true at all. There's no reason I should be guilty, Ralph.
What you are claiming me to be. You know,
I'm not claiming you to be anything except for a racist.
Some kind of a caricature out of the,
Are you speaking English right now?
Yeah, he said, am I claiming that he is a caricature?
Ah. I did not make any of that out.
good evening, Wolfman. You too. Yeah, Wolfman.
Wolfman.
All I could make out was Wolfman, and I'm guilty. What am I guilty of?
You're guilty of being a Wolfman?
What am I guilty of?
Well,
what are the charges against me?
Look at how you approach the situation with Kaepernick, okay? Kaepernick was
the football player.
The football player whose rights I support to not stand and salute the flag.
And he lawyered up. You know who Mark Geragos is, Darren? You know who Mark Geragos is? The lawyer.
Is that the lawyer?
The lawyer, yes.
No, I've never heard of him.
You know who he is? You know
Darryl,
who he
have
is?
You heard of Mark Geragos?
Jog your memory back to Michael Jackson. That's who he is. No,
I can't help but laugh at you, man.
I have no clue what is being said right now.
It's so hard to understand what you're saying. He's saying jog your memory. Apparently you're supposed to remember who the lawyer of Colin Kaepernick is.
The lawyer, Mark Geragos.
Tell me why I should know who Colin Kaepernick's attorney is.
Well, because this animal who is against thug is claiming collusion. I tell you what collusion is.
Who are you saying is a thug? Are you saying that Colin Kaepernick is a thug or his lawyer?
Yes, he is.
What has he done to make you think that he's a thug? I mean, the guy takes a knee at a football game.
His conduct is definitely, or the way he carries himself is definitely, in my opinion, thuggish.
Thuggish?
That's correct, thuggish. And that being said, you know...
So you feel like you're intimidated? Are you intimidated by Colin Kaepernick?
Intimidated?
Yeah. Do you think that if you...
Ralph,
if you were walking down the street and Colin Kaepernick were also walking down the street, would you feel that he was about to just attack you for no reason?
Would I say hello? The man is a vile.
I don't think you know what
individual.
A thug is, man. You should know. You're from the Philippines.
Yes, really?
You've got a thug down there who's running the country. His name's Rodrigo Duterte, and he has basically admitted to committing murder.
Okay, and then Obama is a what?
You're going to try to tell me that some football player
Obama
who takes a knee is somehow intimidating and somehow a cruel or vicious ruffian, a robber or a murderer?
No, but listen. Isn't
that's the
national
definition of
anthem? Isn't the national anthem and the flag interwoven into, you know, the NFL since the NFL began?
I think the government pays them to, like, do a bunch of patriotic stuff.
They do, and hold on, Ralph. The NFL rule book does not say anything about the national anthem. They do have a game operational manual that you can't actually find online, but an NFL spokesman did release a brief paragraph that said the national anthem must be played.
Okay.
The players must be on the field or the sideline. They should stand. They should hold their helmet in their left hand, and they should refrain from talking. So if you hold your helmet in your right hand and hold that over your heart, you're violating the should just as much as somebody that's not standing.
How can you even violate something that's a should? It's not a must, so
right.
How is it even a violation?
It's not. But there are people like Ralph saying, they're violating the rules by not standing. It's a should. Right. It's a suggestion.
Okay. But, you know, as far as the national anthem is concerned, you do remember...
It's a garbage song, is what it is.
Okay,
and it supports slavery. Do you support slavery?
Oh, there's the white guilty.
Is that what you're saying here? Are you a slavery supporter?
There's the white guilty.
Did you know that? Did you know that it's a slave pro-slavery song?
You see, that's why you are a white guilty.
You can deny it all you want, Ralph. Thank you for the call tonight. Toll-free number here, I believe it's the third verse of the national anthem.
Yeah, but they never get that far. They just go through the first, and they don't even realize that the end of the first verse is asking a question. It's not a statement, but they always sing it as a statement. If you pull
what
up the
line?
Lyrics, the final line of the first verse, there's a question mark. So the question is, does the flag still wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave? But they always sing it as a statement of, the flag still waves over the land of the free and the home of the brave.
You're right. There is a question mark there.
And I realize I wasn't on tune, but it doesn't really matter. You can sing a song to whatever tune you want to.
Oh, boy. Toll-free number here tonight, 855.
It's a question, and I say no. The flag isn't waving over a free nation.
453, 855-450-3733. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Hour number three is on the way. Terms of service. Are they going to lock you down, literally, in Albemarle County Jail over it? It's free talk.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.